Good morning. I'm Jeremy Warner, and this is your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. Joining me this morning is the newly appointed mayor of Maryville, Ty Parsons. Ty, we spoke about 2 weeks ago, just before the election, and we talked about you running as an incumbent and what you wanted to do as city councilman, but now you're mayor of Maryville, and I guess what, you know, I'm trying to awkwardly ask was mayor something that was on the table, or was this something that was on your mind while you were running for re-election just a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I would say that it was in the back of my mind, but it really wasn't the most important thing. More than anything else, when I was running for re-election, I was just focused on hopefully keeping my seat and keeping the momentum of the city going.
So after being appointed at Monday night's meeting this week, you talked a little bit about outgoing Mayor Ben Lippick, who is still on the city council, and how he handled several difficult years as the face of Maryville. What was it that you took away from Lippick's time as mayor and how he handled situations that arose in the community during the COVID-19 pandemic?
I really appreciated Ben's even keel, just his ability to listen to all sides of an argument. And he wasn't one to really fly off the handle or to make snap decisions. He was really deliberative in his decision-making process. And I really hope to make to do the same type of work, to really make sure all voices are heard and to look into an issue from all sides and then make the decision that's best for the most number of people. And Ben just did a great job at doing that.
Some people, as well as myself, viewed Lippick as the swing vote sometimes between not only a divided city council, but sometimes a community. And, you know, on top of that, the numbers from your reelection showed that, you know, things were almost evenly divided there as well between people who wanted to see you in office again. 52% of the vote was that. But the other 40%, you know, wanted Brian Williams. So I guess my question is, do you see yourself adjusting to that kind of Lippick style of being a swing vote when things are divisive, you know, on the council or in the community?
Put it that way, I would say more than anything, my entire time on council and has been looking at the data, looking at the information, you know, reaching out to people and talking to them and really making the best decision that we can with the information that's available. And so that's what I'll continue to do as mayor, is to look at the information, look at the data, and really don't let decisions be driven by emotion, but be driven by the information and what's best for the most number of people.
So for people who may not know about, you know, your history, you've spent years in government in some way or another, whether it's with the Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments or your current role with Northwest Missouri State University. You know, what kind of skills have you taken away from your jobs in or with government that you can apply to in your new role as mayor of Maryville?
So local government is the level of government that has the most, is most likely to impact your daily life. So, you know, the state and the national races, they get a lot of attention and people get worked up over those. But really, it's local government is where the action is. I mean, that's where we're helping to make sure that the infrastructure is in good shape. We're trying to make sure our local economic development is strong so that we can provide jobs. So, you know, I've watched and worked around local government for literally my entire career, and I just really, you know, see that the importance of keeping things keeping things a bit more calm at the local level and trying to keep some of those divisive things out of local politics, small p politics. It shouldn't be about division. It should be about working towards what's best for the majority of the people of Maryville, and so that's what I'll continue to do.
Ty, I would say you're kind of in an interesting spot because you're now the mayor of Maryville, but you're also still working for one of the largest employers in Maryville, if not the Northwest Missouri region, the university. So going forward, how are you going to be balancing that kind of duality, especially since Northwest is going to have an interim president for a year and then someone else in a more permanent role after that, hopefully? So how will you be able to handle that as someone who works for the university, but also the people of Maryville?
You know, it's so important to acknowledge the importance of Northwest Missouri State University, not only to the city of Maryville, but also to really the entire Northwest Missouri region and really our part of the Midwest. And so our fortunes are tied together. You know, where the city is doing well, the university is doing well, and the opposite is true. And so keeping that relationship strong and that partnership strong is very important. It's very important to me as mayor and just as a citizen of our community. I don't see any conflict there, being, you know, mayor and an employee of the university, simply because I think that our interests are aligned and that we both need to work together and we both want to be successful for the betterment of our region.
I feel like I wouldn't be doing my job unless I mentioned the talk of the town and, you know, something we've been reporting on since it's happened and very in depth this week. But there's been a community concern about Northwest President Jasinski, as well as the Northwest Board of Regents, and just kind of the mess that kind of is. Do you have any concerns about what's going on, or do you feel like this is just something and that we're just going through the motions of?
Yeah, we're definitely probably looking at a transition period coming up. And, you know, from a city point of view, we are, you know, willing and able and excited to work with whoever that new leadership position, you know, whoever happens to be in that position. I think our relationship between the university and the city is strong, and it will continue to be strong even through the transition. And the city of Maryville, we want to do whatever we can to help and to support what the university is doing.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to getting accomplished as mayor of Maryville, as well as the you know, what you want to do to help the people in surrounding communities and counties?
Yeah, so I think that we have a lot of responsibility as the largest community in Northwest Missouri, at least in the, you know, five or the six surrounding counties. We have a responsibility to be good neighbors and to really help our neighbors however we can. The regionalization of the 911 system is a great example of that. But you know, in reality, a lot of people from the surrounding counties, they come to Maryville to shop. They come to Maryville to they go to school here, they work here. And so so my entire career has been about making sure that our region is strong. So it's not just the city or not just the county, but the region of Northwest Missouri is really as strong as it can be. And as a as the largest community, we have a responsibility to do our part to make sure our entire region is uplifted and not just the city of Maryville.
All right, those are all questions I have. Is there anything else you want to add?
Nope, just really excited to continue the good work of the city council and the good work of the mayors that have come before me. And I think we've got a lot of great things ahead of us.
All right, thank you. Once again, that was the new mayor of Maryville, Ty Parsons. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW.